This is, I am not now that which I have been. A Doom Star Trek reboot fanfic, written by Tigress Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13, with additional tags for alternate universe crossover. Written for the prompt, Bones is Reaper, but it's been years or centuries since he's had to use those skills. But on some remote starbase, Starfleet has been recreating the experiments that caused all the trouble in the first place. Unknowingly, the Enterprise is called out to the base when Starfleet loses contact with them. Bones has to call on all his Reaper skills to get his crew to safety. Kick-ass Bones is hot, Kirk jumps him. New or established relationship. It's by pure chance he's on the away team. Not that it's anything new. The universe seems to bend itself around Jim Kirk. Jim's tied up on the bridge, Spock with him, and the medic scheduled for the team spontaneously comes down with a fever. They can fix that, no problem, but without a clue of where the infection came from, he's quarantined. Bones has been going stir-crazy, trapped on a boat. A pretty boat, yes, with all the latest technology and people he actually likes, most of the time, but a boat nonetheless. It's just a routine check-out-the-ruins mission. Bones won't be needed for anything more than a stubbed toe. He'll be able to stretch his legs, get some fresh air. It's by pure chance he's down there. So, of course, Murphy's Law makes up for that good fortune by fucking it all up to hell. Bones wanders with the team, taking samples, wondering why everything seems so familiar. Keeping a member in sight at all times, he studies the designs on the walls, the artifacts littering the ground. It isn't until he sees two skeletons, an adult-sized one holding an infant-sized one, that he realizes. And by then it's too late. He hears someone scream, then another. His fists clench, and he sprints in the direction, and it's... Bones stops thinking. No one on this planet needs a doctor. He can't be Leonard McCoy, chief medical officer of the Enterprise. Decades have gone by since Olduvai. Over 2 centuries. Someone is sobbing, and he can't be Bones now. So he blinks. Shifts gears, shuts away, do no harm. Something moves in his periphery. It doesn't breathe like a human. He throws himself to the side as it lunges, raising the phaser that's always been for show. One to the heart, one to the head. Like riding a bike or teasing Sam. The thing goes down and doesn't move, and he listens closely. 5 people beamed down with him. 2 security and 3 scientists. At least 2 are already dead or infected, and that pisses him off. Over 200 years, and he'd finally suppressed the disaster that was Mars. Finally found a whole new life. Dreams at night that didn't echo Olduvai. One of the monsters growls from the shadows, launching itself at him. A second comes up behind him. He shoots the first, then meets the second head-on. A part of him missed the fighting, missed being what he was. He lets that part out of the cage now. No one on this planet needs a doctor. They need the warrior he used to be. No telling how many monsters there are, and he can't summon help from the Enterprise. He needs the crew, Jim. To stay as far away as possible. Reaper is the only one capable of dealing with this clusterfuck. So Bones backs out and lets him free. Just like last time, there are 2 survivors. None of the monsters tried to infect Lieutenant Riley, but he'll probably lose the shredded arm and never walk again. Bones carries the kid. Shit, Riley is so young, and so are the others. 1 to the heart, 1 to the head. just in case. Away from the ruins. He takes a deep breath, trying to shove everything down. All the memories, what Reaper was, is. So long he'd been hiding. And now he has to explain what happened. There's no way to hide it. Enterprise, he says into his communicator. Two to beam up. It'd be dawn on Earth, or Mars. But here, on whatever this planet is designated, both suns are setting. Riley groans, mostly unconscious. And Bones closes his eyes as they're beamed back home. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic is dedicated to Akai Ni-chan, who just left some really amazing podfic feedback on a day that I seriously needed the perk. So, and she mentioned that Reaper Bones was a fave, and I was like, ah, for me too! And then I remembered this fic, and it just seems like a little perfect moment. So thank you for leaving that podfic feedback that just made my day so much better for having seen it. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed this. And everyone else who listened to, I hope you enjoyed the Reaper Bones bit just as much. Badass Bones is just so great, you know? Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.